And now, Missouri Medical Focus, a regular feature on KBIA, produced by the Communications Department of University of Missouri Healthcare.
With me today on Missouri Medical Focus is Dr. Irving Asher, Director of University Hospital's Movement Disorders Program and Neurology Outpatient Clinic. Dr. Asher, what is Parkinson's disease and what causes it?
Parkinson's disease is a progressive disorder of the brain that causes difficulty with movement as well as many other problems. It's what we call a neurodegenerative disorder. That means it's slowly progressive. It also means that the answer to your second question is ultimately, we don't know what causes it. But we do know many things about it. We have learned that Parkinson's disease, like other neurodegenerative disorders, is associated with the accumulation of abnormal proteins in the brain. There are many different processes that are going on and reasons that this might accumulate, some of which are genetic, some of which may be related to environmental exposures. And in a majority of people, we think it may be a combination.
The environmental exposure would be the trigger, perhaps, is what you're saying.
Correct.
Are there any initial signs and symptoms of the disease, something that can help a person know if they have Parkinson's?
The motor manifestations of the disease that people think of are the resting tremor, stiffness of muscles, slowness of movement. But we know that the process that's causing that is going on for many years before that. So people who are going to go on to develop Parkinson's disease will often, at least in retrospect, have noticed that they've been suffering from chronic constipation for many years. They will have noticed that they have decreased sense of smell or loss of smell for many years. And many patients will have experienced a peculiar phenomena in which, when they're asleep at night, dreaming, will have violent dreams in which they're being chased or attacked. And instead of lying quietly, as we usually do during dreams, they will act out their dreams and fight off their aggressors. That's a condition called REM behavior disorder. So if one has chronic constipation, REM behavior disorder, and loss of smell, that's a constellation of symptoms that may suggest that one is at very high risk, or perhaps even has Parkinson's disease that hasn't yet manifested itself.
You're listening to Missouri Medical Focus on KBIA 91.3 FM, and our discussion is about Parkinson's disease awareness. Dr. Asher, you mentioned some of these early signs and symptoms. What are some of the advanced signs and symptoms that are typical with Parkinson's disease?
As the disease goes on, people experience new problems. After 15 years following the diagnosis, people are experiencing difficulty with loss of balance, and a majority of people are experiencing recurrent falls. People experience dementia. 40% of people with Parkinson's disease suffer from depression. About 40% suffer from various anxiety disorders. They suffer from chronic fatigue. So these symptoms later in the course of the disease are often more of an impact on the quality of life than are the tremor and the slowness of movement.
And tremor is one that's usually associated with Parkinson's, but as I understand it, the tremor occurs while the body's at rest, correct?
Everyone who shakes goes to the doctor thinking they have Parkinson's disease. But the tremor of Parkinson's disease is indeed, as you mentioned, a tremor that occurs when the limb is at rest. In fact, when you go to do something with your arm or leg, the tremor goes away. The other thing is that when Parkinson's disease begins, the tremor and the symptoms of Parkinson's disease occur just on one side of the body. It's an asymmetric disease, but it always progresses and eventually goes to the other side.
What forms of treatment are most commonly used when you're dealing with Parkinson's disease?
People with Parkinson's disease will eventually take medication. Throughout the course of the disease, especially early on, it is important that people remain active. And physical activity, exercise, has been found to be very beneficial and may even slow the progression of the disease. When people's difficulties can't be controlled with medicine, we have the ability to treat them with deep brain stimulation.
And deep brain stimulation is a surgical approach.
In deep brain stimulation, actually, electrodes, thin wires, are placed deep into the brain that are hooked up to what's basically a pacemaker under the skin, usually implanted below the collarbone. And by sending continuous small pulses of electricity into these areas of the brain, it mimics the effect of having almost a continuous effect from levodopa. Levodopa allows the replenishment of dopamine in the brain and helps to alleviate many of those symptoms.
Dr. Asher, I also understand in August you'll be holding a seminar about Parkinson's disease, is that correct?
Yes, this will be the 17th annual program that we put on for patients with Parkinson's disease and their caregivers.
And that's August 23rd?
That's correct.
Here in Columbia at the Holiday Inn?
Correct.
And if someone had a question about that seminar, what number would they call?
882-1515, or they can go to the MU website to register and get further information.
That's www.muhealth.org.
Correct.
Okay, that number again was 573-882-1515 or www.muhealth.org. I'd like to thank Dr. Asher for being my guest for Missouri Medical Focus. I'm Jeff Helscher.
Missouri Medical Focus is a service of University Hospital and Clinics.